Chip, after looking at the film, did you any big picture stuff you can see from the offense that just didn't allow you to get into a rhythm?
Well, that we didn't get into a rhythm, and I think that was the biggest thing. You know, sometimes it had an opportunity. First drive, we're three and out. You know, two pass plays that we missed in close coverage, and then third down, we were just short on the conversion. Next drive, we scored. Then we started driving. I think it was our third possession, but we throw a pass on first and 10, it's second and 10, and then we have a 6-yard loss on a run play because there's a miscommunication up front, so now you're behind. You know, we were obviously in too many third and longs all day long to put yourselves in successful situations. It's a lot easier when it's third and medium and third and short, but we were in way too many third and longs yesterday.
I think 10 of your drives were 2 minutes or less in game clock. When you're in a game like that going up against a defense and the offense isn't generating, do you ever think of taking the foot off the pedal from a tempo standpoint to give a break?
No, I've never – time of the play don't matter. I mean, you could take 5 minutes to run three plays and go off the field. I mean, you have to execute and stay on the field. It's about plays run. I've always said that, so – the time of possession thing, I don't understand that concept. If you can take the clock down to 1 second on the clock and then don't convert on first down, so you use 3 minutes of the clock, but they're still going to go back out in the field. So that's got nothing to do with it. And I don't think I've never been around it. I don't understand that. It's plays run. We ran 45 plays. They ran 85 plays. If you tell me we didn't run enough plays, we certainly didn't run enough plays. But we need to run more plays. That means we need to convert on third down. We also defensively have to get them off the field on third and 13 and third and 15. It's the same thing. You know, we gave up too many third and longs. We couldn't convert our third and longs, and they did a good job of converting theirs. You know, Russell kept some plays alive. So it's always been plays run for me.
How much did it hurt when the officials missed the ineligible receivers downfield?
It happens. You know, I made bad calls yesterday too, but it's just part of the game. So,
was there anything you would have done differently from a scheme, game plan perspective after watching the film offensively?
No, we just need to execute. You know, when you go back through it, they do a good job. They don't fool you with anything they do. They line up and they play football, and they're really, really good at doing that. So, you know, you don't go back and look at it and say, hey, we should have run trap or we should have run this scheme. It's they executed and we didn't execute.
Now that you had the issues to look at it, how did the O-line grade out? Was it about what you expected or better?
Yeah, no, I mean, nobody on offense played very well. You know, it was the entire group, you know, the whole lot of us, coaches, players, whatever. We didn't have a very successful day on offense. So,
Chip, you mentioned the third and longs defensively. You guys have allowed 8 third and 15 conversions this year, too, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
8 out of 24 of those situations.
Yeah.
Any idea why that is?
I mean, it's different games, but I think obviously Wilson kept plays alive with his feet, you know, and he's obviously the most dynamic quarterback from keeping things alive that we've faced so far this year, and that was a big part of it. We felt like we there's a couple times you think you got him, and then he's out of it, and he extends a drive and gives time more time. Obviously, you got to hold coverage a lot better. We talk about plastering and coverage when the quarterback's scrambling, but that's a long time to hold coverage if you're not getting to him. Normally, with another quarterback, you're getting into him. And in other games, those have been sacks for us, but that was a difference, and I think he was a difference in converting those third downs. So,
what was he doing? Look back at Thanksgiving going into Sunday. Do you go back to that, or is it just a whole new start against Dallas?
I mean, we just had the two games. We had our game, and we had the Chicago game that they played last Thursday. And as we start the game plan, because there's two more games for us to add into it. You know, obviously, before we played Dallas, we had the whole season going up until that point, but we have two more games to add in terms of how they defended us the first time we played them and then how they defended Chicago this past Thursday, so that will factor into our decisions.
Were there more than usual opportunities for Ertz and Matthews that were open but the ball just didn't get there or wasn't thrown their way?
More than usual? No, I wouldn't say more than usual, no.
Did you
yeah, there was a few times, yeah.
Could you see what the basis of why the ball wasn't there or what Mark was
saying? Yeah, well, I mean, sometimes he got to the top of his drop and the four-man rush got to him. You know, we missed a couple blocks up front, so there's always a different factor on each opportunity, so.
Chip, what did you see on the interception Sanchez threw in Cooper's direction? Did you find those two having some trouble hooking up since Sanchez is?
No, that was – Derek just asked me about that question. I mean, he got pushed off the point. Cooper's exactly where he needed to be. The ball's thrown behind him, so.
In the fourth quarter, did you think your offense had the right demeanor? It just seemed like there wasn't a lot of fire, a lot of you were still in the game, but it sure didn't look like it from the way the offense –
Yeah, I mean, we didn't execute in the fourth quarter. I think I can answer that question for you. So we didn't execute now.
You spoke about the division. Is that a message you communicate with the team?
No, I mean, that's what's left. I mean, I could talk about if we had three games against outside the division, that's what I would talk about. But when you look at what's next for us, we play Dallas and we play Washington and we play New York, and all three of those games are in the division. So that's why.
But is the playoff picture Is that a message that's communicated at all, or is it simply?
No, it's just our next game because it doesn't matter. I mean, we can't. There's no reason to talk about Washington and New York when we don't. If we don't take care of business versus Dallas, so we've never been that way. So,
why do you seem to value Cooper's abilities of blocking more than his abilities as a receiver?
I think he has great. Last year he had 47 catches. Right now he has 46 catches, and I think he has two drops on the season. Well, that's not Coop's fault either. The ball has to be thrown to him in certain situations. We're facing a lot more zone coverage this year than we had last year. I thought people played us in a ton more man last year than they did this year. There's a lot of zone. Obviously, we set a record for explosive plays in National Football League. I don't think that's going to be the same thing going in. So people play a lot more off man and play off of us than they did a year ago. So. But I don't think that has anything to do with Coop's ability. I think he's, you know, you look at the catch total, he's one off of where he was with three games to go from last year, and he has two drops. So.
McCoy said after the game that you basically told the team how they played and it wasn't good. Do you feel the need sometimes to, you know, let them know how they feel? Like, usually it seems like they know when they don't play well, but like you're not a rah-rah type guy. What was your message in the locker room? Did you feel the need to get extra fired up?
I wasn't fired up in the locker room after the game, so I'm confused with what LeSean told you. I always tell them exactly what I think. You know, I think that's a great thing about them and us. I think we have a very honest, open lines of communication, so we didn't play well, and I think they understand that. And I said, we weren't the better team today. You know, maybe we get another shot at that team somewhere down the line, but today we weren't the better team, and they were, and credit goes to Seattle Seahawks. That's exactly what I told them after the game.
Did your offensive game plan for Dallas change in light of the fact that they're coming off 10 days rest as opposed to the short rest they were coming off?
I don't think the rest has anything to do with it. And our game plan going into it wasn't based on days of rest. I don't know. And I've never met a coach that has a game plan based on how many days of rest the other team has, I think.
You did acknowledge that the fact that the Cowboys had to travel after a night
game.
Yeah,
I acknowledge that, but I didn't game plan for that.
Right. Do you think that it had an effect on the first game?
Do I think it had an effect?
Roma will have more rest this time around. Will benefit.
I think it has an effect on anybody. I mean, that's a basic question. If you have more rest for an opportunity for athletic performance, would you be more successful than someone that had less rest? Yes or no?
That's a yes.
Good. Then. But we don't game plan for that. I don't go. We don't go into the game saying they have less rest, so let's run these. Let's run sweep. If they have more rest, let's run power.
Maybe tempo-wise, you could say.
We've done the same thing all year long. It's just about us executing. So.
Do you have an update on Nick? Is he scheduled for an exam?
No, August? I have no updates on Nick. He hasn't had any updates since the one he had just, I think it was, when was it last? You're the
right
expert.
After Thanksgiving.
Day after Thanksgiving, so.
I think there's a report out there that he'll have his next examination after Sunday.
Les, what do you got, buddy?
I have
nothing right now, so.
Doug Baldwin said that when that pass interference, he was trying to draw, he was running at Fletcher to try to draw. What's the coaching point for Bradley in that situation?
What did Doug Baldwin say? Because I didn't hear that.
He said he was running basically at Fletcher, not trying to catch the ball, running at Fletcher to try to initiate contact to draw the pass interference. What's the coaching point for Bradley?
Yeah, Bradley's just, you know, trying to make a play on the ball. But, I mean, we can't coach Bradley based upon we think the receiver is going to try to run at you. So, I mean, we're just – whenever the ball's in the air, we're talking – you know, how to high point it when the ball's up there. We do drills on and things like that, but it's never based upon we think the wide receiver is running at you. So
on that play, was there anything he could have done differently, or did he play?
No, I thought he was playing the ball the right way from what you saw on the coach's film.
Yeah, I know you guys have talked about 1-5 when that particular crew officiates your games. Are they a lot more lenient than a lot of crews?
I think every crew has their own kind of MO. I mean, there's statistics on every crew out there, and some call more of one more than another, but you know, there's still two teams out there, so I mean that's not a
If I could follow up on Foles, so if he's not scheduled for any tests as far
I just said I don't know. That's why I looked to Les. I'm sure he is scheduled at some point in time. I don't think the season's gonna go through, and then everybody, what happened to Nick? I don't know. We never retested him. Les usually has that information before even I do, so
your thoughts on maybe his chances to practice this week.
I haven't got any updates on him, so.
You said after the game he didn't really have 100% focus, and then you said this morning that he lost a cousin on Friday. How much of an impact do you think?
I don't know. I mean, you have to talk to LeSean. We talked to him. We were with him the whole time. You know, he was here on he was here in the city. It happened in the city. So he just missed practice on Friday, but he was here Saturday. I was with him on Friday night. He was here through everything in through Sunday, and expressed to us he really wanted to play and seemed very focused to us about playing. So
I know you guys don't talk about the playoffs and things like that, but is it really possible not to
least be aware of the significance of this game and what it means moving forward?
Yeah, we don't talk about it, but we're aware of it. I mean, everybody understands the more games you win, the better opportunities you have to play in the postseason, and that's what this deal is all about, you know, trying to qualify for the postseason. But I don't think talking about it, you know, does anything for us. I mean, we're going to meet for a certain amount of time. For me to go over playoff scenarios with them, it means absolutely nothing if we don't play well against Dallas. So the bottom line is let's just play well in our next game.
Why do you think you guys respond so well after losing? Come back and win next season.
I mean, I think this group is really focused, and when we have lost, we've lost to some really good teams, you know. But I don't think it's from a lack of effort or a lack of attention to detail. I think this team trains very well during the week. They're real professional in their approach to everything they do, and they also understand that in this league, anything can happen. You know, it's the deal. You hear about, you know, do you beat teams with winning records? Well, Oakland has 2 wins, and they're both against teams with winning records. You know, who would have predicted that? I don't know. And you know, I think you can go through a million exercises that really don't affect the outcome of a game trying to think about all these different scenarios. But I think the one thing this group does is they work really hard when they're in this building every single day, and I expect the same thing when they come back here tomorrow. So,
you talked about the importance in beating press coverage. How did the wide receiver just do in that respect yesterday?
You know, it was hot and cold. You know, I think you played against the best. You know, I said that before, and after seeing him in person, I think Richard Sherman's playing at the best in the league right now. So, you know, and they do a good job of mixing it up because they played some off coverage too, and I think that's what makes it difficult on, especially the third and longs. They're in a lot of off coverage, so the ball was in front of them, and they can make plays on the ball. But they do a good job in playing both, but I thought, you know, seeing him in person, he's a really good, really, really good corner. So.
Chip, can you explain the way you understand the rule with contact after 5 yards? Richard Sherman seems to touch the receiver all the way down the field. Now, I don't know, in exhibition season, I think they were calling it. Can you explain the way you understand?
Yeah, it's explained to me that any contact over 5 yards that's restricting of the receiver is a penalty. So
it has to be restricting. That's you're allowed to touch him.
Yeah, if it's incidental. That's the term they use.
Well, if he goes like this and touches a guy, is that incidental?
I'm not an official, so.
Mm-hmm. What do you think Marcus Smith got more snaps yesterday? What are you seeing from him in that area?
I think he improved, but we also didn't have Trey Burton yesterday, so I think that body type, that's kind of the swap out for us. So he took some of the spots, you know, on punt return and things like that and kickoff return that Trey usually takes. So he did a good job when he was in there. We didn't have a ton of opportunities. There wasn't a ton of plays for him from that, but I think he's improved as the season's gone along here.
Fletcher Cox doing up front to be so disruptive against
him? I think he's done the same thing he's done all year, which is play at a really, really high level. And he's been our most consistent defensive lineman from game 1 to game 13. He's a very difficult guy to block. I think he's really adapted very, very well to what we're doing defensively and playing really well right now. So
since D'Amico's been gone, I know that you guys have been spying Russell a little bit. How did he grade?
I thought Michael had a good game. You know, I thought obviously that's a tough task, but I thought he did a really good job. He had a couple key sacks on him. You know, when it's tough to get Russell down, he's just so elusive back there. But I thought, you know, our defensive coaches felt Fletcher and Michael played pretty well.
There was one Seattle player that took a shot at Sanchez after the game, and another that commented on your receiving core. I'm just wondering if you caught wind of that, if you have any reaction to it.
No, I didn't catch wind of that. You know, I mean, I talked to Pete after the game or before the game, and I thought both teams had a lot of respect for each other, so it kind of surprised me that I heard that. I wasn't aware of that. So I talked to Richard. I've known Richard since he played at Stanford, and had a good conversation with him. Will Tukwafu, who plays fullback for them, was my first captain at Oregon, so I saw him after the game. So I didn't catch anyone to that. So.
Sproles had 26 touches in the first 2 games of the season. He's had 52 since then.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to get him more involved, or is a level in the
Yeah, run? We're trying to, but I think a lot of times they did some different things. They dropped Earl Thomas down a few times to kind of double him. You know, I think people also, when you're playing them, when you see somebody that has that impact in the first couple of games, we're starting to see a lot different coverage on Darren in terms of what we're trying to do in terms of bringing him out of the backfield and things like that. So we've seen some different looks, and rightly so, just because of the type of player he is. So.
Chip, on the Marshall touchdown, was the safety responsible for patrolling that area, and he got sucked in?
Yeah, he went, you know, just let him go and was chasing it from behind, but he's got a plaster on the backside.
Billy took blame for a couple of those touchdowns, but Jenkins – was single up a lot. What were some of the issues with his covering?
You know, on the one touchdown, it was a good move by Baldwin. You got to give him credit. You know, gave him an inside maneuver, and Malcolm thought he was running the inside route and just kind of took the cheese a little bit, and then the ball went back outside.
What are you seeing in the run defense? It seems like, you know, lately played really well against the run.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've played really well against the run all year long. I think our, you know, if you ask me the strength of what we're doing defensively, it's defending the run, you know, whether it was the challenge going to the Texans game or the challenge on Thanksgiving playing against Dallas or this challenge here. You know, we did get beat on the one. We had an all-out blitz, and, you know, when Russell pulled it, but I thought by and large we did a good job on the zone read aspect of things. He ran the one just straight naked. You know, I think they had a run on him. He probably had the option coming out from underneath the center when we had him pinned down there in the third quarter. But, you know, I thought by and large our defense played well, but I think we've played good run defense all year long.
You mentioned you addressed the two third and longs yesterday, but there have been eight of third and 15 or longer this year that other teams have converted. How much of a concern is that, and how tough is it for a defense to kind of
– It's a concern. Continue? You know, obviously when you get them into a negative situation when it is a third and long, it's because you did something well on first and second down. Now you got to get them off the field. And you know, it's almost like you're kind of letting them off the hook, so to speak. So, but it's a concern, and we need to clean that up if we're going to be a better football team.
How did the defense deal with the number of snaps they played down the stretch in the fourth quarter?
I think they're fine. I don't think it had anything to do with the fourth quarter. I just think they're built for it. You know, they're in great condition. They train at a really high level. They've practiced against us. They understand what it takes. So, you know, we didn't come out of it with any injuries or anything like that. So I would imagine they'll all be ready to go, and hopefully I'll be ready to go tomorrow when they get back there.
You had several third down throws short of the sticks, well short of the sticks. Were those dump offs, or was there an expectation that the guy would be able to?
You know, some runaways where you're hoping they beat the man-to-man coverage, and we uncovered a little bit quicker than and separated the way we need to separate and run away from them a little bit. So
you said to us how praise and blame is all the same. It's a message you tell the team as well. After a big win or a bad loss, how do you keep the team at kind of that level that you want, as opposed to them riding the emotions of a win or a loss?
I just think they understand it. I mean, it doesn't define you. You know, if someone says you played well and you're real happy about it, and then someone says you played poorly, I think, you know, you have to answer to yourself. And you know how well you played, and you know how you performed on a given day. And you're going to have days where you're really successful. And we've had days like that. We're going to have days where it doesn't work out the way you want to work out. But, I mean, if you're going to pack your bags after that and take your ball and go home, I mean, I don't think we have a group like that. So I think this team's got good resolve, and I expect them to be flying high when they get in here tomorrow and get ready to go. And there's no better thing to get their attention than playing the Dallas Cowboys at home in front of the link in front of our crowd. So I think they'll be fired up for it.